Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 17 says, "But if I am poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and priestly service of your faith, I rejoice together with you all." What is this drink offering that the Apostle Paul said he was poured out as? Witness Lee comments in his life study, "If our experience of Christ has not come to the point where we have been constituted as a drink offering, we have not yet experienced Christ to the uttermost." The drink offering. It's our topic today on this life study of the Bible from the book of Philippians. And joining us for some marvelous fellowship, Francis Ball. Francis, I'm awfully glad you're here today to help us with this program.
I hope that'll be help, and I believe this is one of the deepest messages we've touched.
We touched the drink offering back in the life study of Genesis. It was a remarkable program at that time, and we had several calls from people who had some inkling of what it was, but really had an experience of being brought into a vision of it for the first time. I hope that the Lord is so gracious to us this time around this. We have the same response, Francis.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Before we go to Witness Lee's portion, I think it would be good to give our listeners a quick Bible study, so to speak, an introduction to the drink offering from Leviticus in the Old Testament. And it was this that the Apostle Paul was referring to in Philippians 2:17. I'm going to just read a portion out of the life study message of Witness Lee from Philippians. And this, I think, will be a good background for the drink offering for those who are not familiar with it. "The burnt offering, the meal offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering were the basic offerings, but the drink offering was not. The 5 basic offerings covered in chapters 1 through 7 of Leviticus are types of various aspects of what Christ is to God on our behalf. If we read Numbers chapter 15 verses 1 through 10 and chapter 28 verses 7 through 10, we shall see that the drink offering was something additional. If one of the basic offerings was offered without the drink offering, this was an indication that there was something lacking with the presentation of the basic offering. The one who offered the basic offering must have been rather poor. Actually, the drink offering signifies that the offerer himself becomes the drink offering. However, this does not mean that the offerer can be such a drink offering according to his own natural constitution. Rather, he must enjoy Christ to such an extent that Christ fills him, saturates him, and permeates him. Christ is the heavenly wine for our enjoyment. When we enjoy him by taking him into us, we shall become filled with him and thoroughly saturated with him. In this way, we become the wine to be poured out as a drink offering upon the offerings we present to God." Well, Francis, I'd like to ask you if you have anything you would like to add here to this introduction before we go to Witness Lee for the first portion.
Well, I just feel this, Chris, that what you've read there and what you've spoken really must be realized and experienced in a way of knowing Christ experientially in all these offerings, not by knowing him objectively just as a teaching. But all of these messages are of that nature, especially in this book of Philippians. It brings us into the experience of Christ. And, of course, that means that what we're touching today is a further experience of Christ. So I hope that could be a lot of realization among all our listeners that we need this subjective experience of Christ, not just an objective knowledge about him.
Yeah, I don't want to sound in any way condescending, but in a sense, you really have to feel sorry for a believer who would approach this book and this portion strictly from an academic Bible study, trying to understand it doctrinally. If that's the only level upon which we attack this portion of the Word, we will really miss out, won't we?
Yes, that's right. It's too deep and too experiential to just be taken as a mental exercise.
Well, let's join Witness Lee for the first portion. He's going to talk about this drink offering that the Apostle Paul touched, even saying that he himself was poured out as such a drink offering on the sacrifice and priestly service of the Philippians' faith. Here's Witness Lee.
What was the sacrifice that he offered to God? And that was the issue of his ministry. And the issue of his ministry was the faith of the believers. Paul's ministry issued in the faith of the believers. And here you must realize faith is quite all-inclusive. It is not just a kind of a believing act. Faith here means whatever the believers have received, have enjoyed, eventually whatever the believers are, this is their faith. And this faith is just the result of the Apostle Paul's ministry. The Apostle's ministry resulted in such an all-inclusive faith of the believers. And Paul offered this faith to God as a sacrifice. So this constitution, faith, is considered by the apostle a kind of a sacrifice. Very good sacrifice. Paul had this kind of sacrifice to offer to God. I dare not compare myself with Paul, yet anyhow, many times in my prayer, I did consider the enjoyment and experience you all have. I did consider this a kind offering. You see? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a kind of faith. That is the constitution, the totality of your experience and the enjoyment of Christ among us. There is such a thing.
Well, Francis, we're in a subjective realm, and he has just touched something very subjective. So I'm going to ask you a subjective question, if you'll allow me. I know that you were with Witness Lee for more than 30 years before he went to be with the Lord in 1997. I'm going to ask you if you'd give us your personal testimony of what he's talking about here. That not only was the Apostle Paul poured out as a drink offering on the faith that was constituted into the Philippians, but Witness Lee, in like manner, ministered faith into many, including you and me. And that became something that he could rejoice in at the end of his life as well.
Well, I really feel privileged to have been with Brother Lee for more than 30 years, and a lot was put into me. I believe all of us who had been with him for many years, there was something in his ministry that really constituted us with a living faith that was not of ourselves, but was something brought into us through this kind of ministry. And I really thank the Lord that there has been such a ministry on this earth that has imparted the same kind of faith, which is not just a believing in the Lord Jesus for your salvation, but a constituting of our whole being with experiences of Christ that were ministered by him into us. I think all of us that have had that experience would certainly feel short of coming to a full experience of what he's talking about here. But with Witness Lee, I believe there was such a depth of the experience of Christ and such a depth in his ministry that he could really rejoice over the faith that had been put into those who follow this ministry according to the Bible.
I think this is an experience that many believers could probably have some ability to relate to. Of course, being with him, as you described, for those many years, you saw firsthand a kind of a living that manifested Christ. Similarly, just as we have seen in these early chapters of Philippians, was Paul's own testimony. But there's an element, there's a component in a genuine ministry of life that can even be identified in the books or literature that we read. I remember as a very young believer, some of the early books that I read of Watchman Nee and the profound change they had in my life and my experience of Christ, and we would have to say in our faith, as you pointed out, not just an objective faith, believing in a certain creed or agreeing on certain aspects of the gospel, but a kind of faith that brings you into a pursuit and an experience of Christ. This is really a key identifier of genuine ministry, isn't it?
Yes, that really is the ministry of someone who has been poured out to make all of these things so subjectively experienced by the listeners.
Francis, let's go on to our next section with Witness Lee. Here he's going to talk about the two sides of this drink offering. Firstly, there's the faith that's constituted into the believers, and then secondly, the wine that is produced within the apostle that is poured out on the believer's faith. Let's rejoin Witness Lee once again for this very deep word.
Based upon the principle in the Old Testament, the drink offering could not be offered without some basic offerings. There must be some basic offerings. And Paul here took the faith, the constitution of the believer's experience of Christ, he took this as his base that he poured upon himself as the drink offering offered to God. My God, this is not a small thing. So here, the drink offering is a constitution, and the faith is also a constitution. Two constitutions and two parties. Faith is a constitution of the believers through their many experiences and so much enjoyment of Christ. So there's something that is termed faith by the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. There is such an excellent, beautiful, marvelous thing in the eyes of God that can be considered as a sacrifice offered to God. Then on the apostle side, I tell you, he has been experiencing the Lord for so many years, especially in the last few years in his imprisonment. He was really made the heavenly one. He was constituted into a kind of a cheering wine. A wine that can cheer God, that can make God joyful, that can make God happy.
Francis, we have to say what a scene is being presented here before us. There's the constitution of faith into the believers at Philippi, and there was also the constitution of the drink offering in the Apostle Paul. Francis, on both sides, this kind of faith doesn't come simply overnight, does it?
Absolutely not.
This is going to be a big request, Francis, but can you try to make this very deep and very profound word something simple that all of our listeners can get a little bit of a grasp of?
Well, you may say a sacrifice, an offering, satisfies God. Then the drink offering cheers God. And at one point, I remember Brother Lee sharing that this is something like American dessert. Of course, you may take a good meal, and without a little dessert, you don't feel cheerful. You need something more to make you sweet. Extraordinary happy, all that kind of sensation. That really is what happens when the experiences of those who listen to the ministry and receive the ministry and receive the experiences of Christ into them, that becomes like a very good meal to them. But one who is really saturated with Christ, constituted with Christ, and has really experienced him so much that he can become a drink offering, that is what really satisfies God. And that is the real dessert on top of the meal. So I believe this is what is referred to here by Paul. He becomes a drink offering because he's fully saturated and permeated with the experiences of Christ until Christ himself has become his constitution. So this makes him a drink offering. He has really experienced him to the top level, to the uttermost. He rejoices in this because this is what he's been able to work into the believers.
Mm-hmm.
When they have heard these messages, seen these things, experienced the same kind of thing that has been constituted into them, this is their faith. And this becomes their constitution and becomes their satisfaction to God.
And so the apostle, in a sense, has that faith produced in the believers as something he can offer to God. But what's been constituted in him becomes really this icing for the Lord himself as something so satisfying to God.
That's right. That's the one that really is the dessert for God.
Francis, we want to get into our final portion today on the drink offering. And I would just say this has been a precious message up to this point, and it's only going to get better. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Paul considered this way, that he had been all the time sacrificed for his ministry. Now, to the last minute, to the last stage, he was going to be martyred. He considered his martyrdom a kind of pouring out. And the persecutors said, they killed the Apostle Paul. But on Paul's side, he didn't consider this way. He didn't consider that he was killed. He considered that he poured himself out. Could you see this? But if even I am poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice of your faith and on the priestly service of your faith, on two things, I rejoice and rejoice together with you all. This is a deep word. And this word is very, very touching. I must testify, I got again and again deeply touched by the apostle's word. This indicates and implies a lot. It indicates and implies that he was a sacrifice all the time for his ministry. We who are serving the churches and who are ministering Christ to the saints, we must learn of this pattern. That is, we must be a sacrifice all the time. No sacrifice, you have to realize, no ministry. No sacrifice, no ministry. Never consider that the more we sacrifice, the more we receive some reward. No, that is wrong. Ministry doesn't mean any kind of recompensation. Ministry means all the time a sacrifice. Eventually, we have to learn to say, even I am poured out. Even I am poured out. I've been sacrificing all the time. Eventually, I would even be poured out as a kind of drink offering. If this will happen, I'll be happy. So I rejoice. And I rejoice together with you all.
Those words are ringing words, Francis. No sacrifice, no ministry. Having been with Witness Lee and hearing this word is emotional both for me and I'm sure for you also, Francis, because in him, as you pointed out earlier, we did see such a pattern of sacrifice firsthand. In fact, at the end of his life, the final word out of his mouth, as I have heard from those who were with him, was sacrifice. Maybe give you the honor of the final word today on this truly touching program.
Well, it certainly is an honor, Chris, to be able to speak about our brother's ministry. I would like to say that it's not the person so much as the life that he lived was a life saturated with Christ, so that he had reached a point in his ministering to others, imparting faith into them to such an extent that it became the faith that these believers had received by experiencing Christ as they were brought to him time after time, and as we have been brought to him time after time. The faith that has been imparted became a base for him to pour himself out on the sacrifice of their faith. This is not an easy term to understand, but still, I think it's not that hard to realize that there is two constitutions, the believer's faith and the apostles being the drink offering. And these two constitutions are really echoing one to the other. He's rejoicing over their faith. They're rejoicing over his having accomplished his ministry and having become a drink offering. This can't be just one-sided. This has to be a side of rejoicing on one side and also the other side rejoicing, not one side rejoicing and the other one doesn't rejoice. So the faith of the believers is a cause for the apostles' rejoicing. And his being poured out as a drink offering is a cause of their rejoicing. So he says, I rejoice with you all, and you also rejoice with me. So the apostle side rejoices, then the believer's side responds in rejoicing. So it's easy to see this kind of mutual rejoicing at the time of the apostle was facing martyrdom. And we usually think of martyrdom as a very gruesome experience.
Right.
But actually, martyrdom in this way, in a person who has been poured out as a drink offering on the faith of all those he's ministered to, becomes a cause for celebration. And even the rejoicing of the believers here is like a congratulation to Paul in his going, that he was really useful, successful, and a display of a drink offering. And I think I can say the same to a large extent for our brother Witness Lee. I was with him in those last days of his life. And to see him having been one who poured out, not in the sense of a martyr who was killed, but a martyr who had been poured out so that everything he had and was a sacrifice to God. So he became so saturated and constituted with Christ in his experience that he could be poured out as a drink offering. We have to see this as very subjective, very deep, and yet very real. And all of us should be enjoying this kind of experience to some measure.
Francis, death is never something that I think we look forward to, and certainly not something that we are trying to hasten. But in the testimony that we saw with him, and I think we've seen others that have reached a plateau, a point in their spiritual maturing, where this kind of satisfaction to God is incorporated into their living and their dying, there's a kind of a dignity and a testimony that surrounds even their passing on that is striking. I recall the funeral services and all of the events related when Witness Lee went to be with the Lord, and the effect that it had even on the all the folks that worked at the cemetery and the funeral home. There was such a dignity. There was no element of, deep mournful, you know what I'm speaking.
Right.
It was something that had an uplifting element. You knew what was being presented to God was so satisfying that all around realized there was something here.
That was a different kind of funeral. It was more like a celebration and a congratulation.
Amen. Well, we would love to have that said about our passing, wouldn't we, Francis?
Certainly would.
Should the Lord tarry. Francis, thank you for your help today.
Thank you.
For Francis Ball today, I'm Chris Wilde.